You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Hello and welcome to my show on UK Health Radio this week. Thank you for tuning in again, and I'm thrilled to have you here with me on UK Health Radio and the Future Self Energetics Show. My name's Amanda Nelson. I'm the Master Energist. I connect with the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. I'm also a writer, a broadcaster and the creator of the energy-based therapy Future Self Energetics. Future Self Energetics is all about changing the energy around you so you can be happier. Can I start today's show with a question? Are you feeling like you might need a bit more protection? I'm speaking to a lot of people in my sessions and in my inner circles, and many of them are expressing to me that they have some level of concern energetically. It's like they're picking up on choppy energies that are around them, and it's really unsettling for them, and I get it. And so what I thought I would do on my feature this week for the show, I thought I might show you, teach you, explain to you how to create a really simple but incredibly potent protection intention. Something that's easy to cast around you, only takes literally less than a minute, and it's the most fantastic protective light source energy boundary that I could possibly share with you. Actually, it's the one I use. And as you become increasingly sensitive to energies, you also therefore begin to open up your energy field more than you have done before. And this means that energetic connections, if you like, they're going to take place. Sometimes they'll be conscious, but sometimes you will connect unconsciously. And where in the past you probably wouldn't have picked up on some of them, now you most definitely will do, especially with the way the vibrations on the planet seem to be changing. You won't be able to ignore the things you're picking up anymore. And in some ways, if you are unprotected, if you don't have strong enough protection for your energy, then it leaves you a little bit vulnerable. I think it's quite natural that you can feel wobbled at times when you get that sense, that unsettling sense that something's happening around you, that there might be something that could turn into a problem, you know. If that's what you're picking up energetically, then I would say it's much safer for you to assume that actually you are picking up, your radar is picking something up. And therefore, by taking personal responsibility, you can then say to yourself, all right then, shields up. I need to make sure that I'm adequately protected. So let's always endeavour to take personal responsibility to protect and police our own energy fields. Let's also take personal responsibility to do that protection in a really strong and effective way. So as a master energist, I'm happy to show you how to do this. I'm a guardian, was one of my types. This is one of the ways that I use all the time, and I would love you to be able to benefit from it. I think that the power, the empowerment of encouraging you to have the responsibility to protect your own energy grids is paramount. If you delegate it to someone else, if you rely on someone else to do it for you, then it might not be as strong. So if you're not sure how to cast a really rock-solid protection around yourself, then this feature on my show today is going to be perfect for you. And if you feel that there are other people that you know that could really benefit from learning this protection as well, then by all means, I'd be absolutely delighted for you to share it with them. It's actually really easy, a lot easier than people think, to create that level of rock solid protection around yourself energetically. All you really is that once I show people how to do this, then they're able to do it perfectly well. So I don't see that there would be any reason why you wouldn't be able to do it too. So I'm going to explain how to put this energy protection around you in a minute or two. It only takes seconds to put this protection in place, because it's in a form that's really simple. And what you do is you can speak it out loud or you can speak it internally inside of your head. And it's really easy to learn and to remember. I would suggest that you set up this kind of protection. It's a protection intention, actually. Put it in place as soon as you wake up at the beginning of every day. Maybe put it in place at the end of the day before you go to sleep. Do it before any level of energetic work. Do it whenever you just feel inspired to. And I would suggest also that you use it whenever you are feeling a bit wobbly and you're not quite sure why. I'd use it then too. I suppose really what I'm saying is use it whenever and wherever you think it can help you. You really can't overdo it. And the more you say it, the better. Because the more you say it, it creates a kind of amplification of the overall effect. And you become more and more shielded and protected each time you say it, especially when you say it the same way. It's like it gives you an extra protective layer. The protection accumulates. To help you, what I'll do is I'll actually write out the Divine Light Protection for you, and I'll put it on the homepage of my website at www.themasterenergist.com. That way you'll have a reference to the way I would use it, and then you can actually learn it off by heart, or you can amend it the way you'd like it to be and then use it from then on by yourself. So what I'd like you to do then, let's assume you're going to sit down to do this and that it's safe for you to do this exercise. If you're driving or if you're handling machinery or any such thing, then perhaps wait until you're in a position where you're not going to be quite as distracted. You can still listen along, though, in order to learn what the rest of us are doing. Take this protection intention and either use it as I give it to you today, you know. You can adjust it a little if you want to suit you. I don't mind, whatever feels more natural to you. And if you want to change it to suit your personal needs, again, I really don't mind. Once you decide on it, though, try and use that intention, that protection intention, exactly the same way each time. So you benefit from that cumulative build-up, that cumulative shielding that I'm mentioning. I'm going to begin by reciting this for you, and then I'm going to break each different line of the protection, this intention protection. I'm going to break each line down for you and explain it to you so that you can really connect with the significance of every aspect of it. While you're learning it, I would also suggest that you don't intend it to create any form of protection. Really, in the early stages, the first few times that you recite it, what I'd like you to be doing is connecting with the words, the intentionality, seeing how it feels inside of yourself. I have had people say to me that when they first started to learn this, they deliberately sat down because they didn't want to have to think about anything. They got themselves really, really comfortable and they closed their eyes and they just listened to the words and they repeated the words themselves. And in doing it that way, they could really connect with it. And they could also see if there was any aspect of it that they felt they wanted to change, or if there was any kind of intonation when they said it that they felt moved them in some way and made them feel even more safe and secure as they were saying it. However you choose to do it, I don't mind. I think my advice would be, though, that just make sure that the first few times that you recite it, what you're trying to do is make friends with it, get used to it, get comfortable with the words before you actually then started to use it in order to lock down your energy field. And you want to be able to still yourself and not be disturbed. Place your feet flat on the floor and have your back and your neck, well, I'd like them nice and straight. Hands, palms, face upwards, relaxed and placed in your lap. And then the first few times, because you're going to be reading this perhaps off a piece of paper if you've written it down, I imagine that there's no need to close your eyes. But once you've learnt it off by heart, please close your eyes and still your mind whenever you choose to say it. And when you're ready, I'd like you to imagine that inside of your heart, there is an unlimited amount of ribbons that are made out of light. And these ribbons, they can be of any colour, they can be of any length, they can be thin, they can be thick. It's of whatever material you would like them to be. So what I do is, when I close my eyes, I go to my heart space. And as I do that, and as I start to observe these ribbons, I take a breath in through my nose for over 4 or 5 seconds. And then I breathe out again through my nose for another 4 or 5 seconds. And then when I'm absolutely ready, and this will be when you're absolutely ready, you start to pluck at the ribbons of light one by one. And as you pluck a ribbon, you imagine it travelling out from the centre of your heart space into your energy field in the way that you're describing. So this is the actual intention for you. Divine light above me. Divine light below me. Divine light before me. Divine light behind me. Divine light within me. Divine light beyond me, divine light around me, divine light surround me. Divine light protect me, divine light connect me, divine light guide my pathway forward, divine light return me on my journey home. And that's the protection intention. It doesn't take very long to say, does it? And it's really beautiful. It's a really beautiful intention, sitting there imagining yourself finding and casting out these beautiful, wonderful ribbons of light energy. This is light weaving in its purest form. And remember, as you fling them, as you pluck them from your heart and then send them off in a direction, the direction that you're actually speaking about, imagine them casting a protective energy around you, a protective energy that's created solely out of divine light.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
What we've been looking at on the show today is how to create, by weaving light, a kind of shielding that covers all the bases. What I would like is for the light that you are sitting in to be a kind of a guardian energy for you, and you can create this anytime, any place. Let's go through it in a little bit more detail then. Let's break it down piece by piece. So this is how it goes. Divine light above me, divine light below me. So what you're doing is sending a ribbon of light up, up, up into the highest reaches of wherever you as a being reside, and then doing the same below you. So the divine light above you, that connects you with all the upper dimensions, the higher aspects of your auric field, and also your higher self. And then the one below you, what that does is it sends a rooting down to the center of the planet. And so the light above you and below you holds you in place, safely in place. And then the next is that you want to have a divine light before you and a divine light behind you. So this protects you, this ribbon of light, goes all the way as you move out from the present moment into your future. And then the divine light behind you, this protects you as you move from the present into your past. Or you could have it the other way around, that protects you as you move from your past into your present. Then we have divine light within me, divine light filling every internal aspect of you and your being. And then divine light beyond me. That's the divine light filling the area that is not you, filling the area away from you. Then a ribbon of divine light around me. That creates a ring of energy. Wiccans love casting these kinds of circles. Divine light surround me. This manifests a complete 360 degree perfect sphere of light in all and every direction, every reality, every dimension, every state of being that you can be in. Divine light protect me. Well, this is obvious. The light protects you and it remains at your side. Divine light connect me. That's you officially connecting to the energy grids. Up until this point, you have not been connected or open, and now you are. Divine light, guide me on my pathway forward. Return me on my journey home. That means that you can travel in the spaces, the interspaces, the dimensionalities, the different cosmic realms. If you can imagine it, you'll be able to travel it. Guide me on my journey forward. But also, the divine light will make sure that you can find your pathway home again. We want you to return fully into your body. So let me read it to you again, now that you know what each of those different ribbons, those different divine lights mean. Divine light above me, divine light below me, divine light before me, divine light behind me, divine light within me, divine light beyond me, divine light around me, divine light surround me, divine light protect me, divine light connect me, divine light guide me on my pathway forward, return me on my journey home. I think it's beautiful. I hope you do. And at the very least, you should place this protection around yourself every morning and every night. I protect myself multiple times through the day, usually at the start and the end of each of the sessions that I do as well. And even though this is a really marvelous protection intention, I often even add a little bit of extra too whenever I feel I might need it. I'm actually a guardian light worker, and that means that my work can often require me to go out on those universal energy grids where there are things happening where most people, if they were sensible, they wouldn't want to go anywhere near some of the stuff that I have to deal with. So I actually always go for a little bit extra protection whenever I can find it. So what I do is I also introduce, you don't have to do this, but I certainly do, I call in a favourite guardian energy to watch over me and care for me when I need that little bit of an extra oomph, that extra special protection. And I suggest you might also choose to do the same as well if you feel that that is something you would love to do. You don't have to be a guardian like I am in order to be able to ask for even more extra protection if it's what you feel you'd like to do. So a couple of the guardians that I call upon when I'm working are Guardian Sitata Patra, especially my clients. I often talk to them about her because she has such a powerful presence and also because of her incredibly compassionate nature. But you don't have to work with her. Any guide that you like to work with is absolutely fine, and you can insert a call for that guide to protect you into this divine light protection. So for example, if you work with angels, you might want to call in Archangel Michael. That would be perfect. Or if you had another gatekeeper or a guardian spirit, an animal totem that you're already well connected with, please use those. Don't forget the totem animals, they're so useful, and many of them have a very empowering energy that can bring a great deal to this protection. So you could call in the totem of a lion or perhaps an elephant to help you. And you can certainly use dragon energy if that's something you're aligned to, goddess energy, diva energy. I think I've made my point. So the way it would work that way is you recite the actual divine light protection from start to finish exactly the same, but you just add a line at the end in order to call in that additional protection. So I usually say something like, I call upon my guardian Sitata Patra to watch over and care for me now and always. And then I always put a thank you on the end because gratitude is most important. So if I were to go through it from start to finish again and include calling upon my guardian energy to actually come and join in this protection, this is how it would go. Right? Remember those ribbons of light? Divine light above me, divine light below me, divine light before me, divine light behind me. Divine light within me, divine light beyond me, divine light around me, divine light surround me, divine light protect me, divine light connect me, divine light guide me on my pathway forward, return me on my journey home. I call upon my guardian Sitata Patra to watch over and care for me now and always. Thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Just before I start to bring this show to a close for this week, I'd like to take a moment to actually introduce you to two guardians that I work with a lot. Guardian Siddhartha Patra I've already mentioned, and also another guardian that I'll get to in a moment. And I connect with both of these on a regular basis, so it makes a lot of sense to me that I would share an awareness of them with you. Either will certainly assist you if you call on them to do so. They will always be there for you. They've never let me down. So let me first introduce you to Guardian Siddhartha Patra. She's a powerful demon slayer. That's what most people know her to be. She has 1,000 all-seeing eyes and she has 1,000 capable hands. And she uses those watchful eyes to see across the vastness of the energy grids. And then she uses those eyes again to look with objectivity at what she's focusing upon. And each hand holds a tool or a gift which is perfect for whatever situation she's encountering. And because of her powerful presence, grace and supreme compassion, she's both a guardian and the perfect guide. And she's often associated with spinning parasols of light. If you choose to connect with Siddhartha Patra, please develop your own relationship with her, though. It's one of her things. Don't just jump online onto the internet to see what other people may have said about working with her or who she is. Because I think from what she's been relaying to me, they often miss out some really important details about who she is. So establish an unbiased relationship with Siddhartha Patra before anything else. That's how she approaches you, after all. And the second guardian I'd invite you to call forward is the Bodhisattva of the Great Vow. He goes by many names. He's widely known as Shitigarbha. He's also known as Dizang. And when I connected with him, he suggested I use Dizang, even Zang if I wanted to, because that's much easier for me to pronounce. The sounds aren't sounds that I'm used to pronouncing in the English language. And so he said, well, try Dizang or Zang if that's what's more comfortable to you. So Dizang's a guide that travels to any place or space or any state of suffering, actually. He stands at the gateway in order to empower anyone who feels trapped or feels in any way lost or abandoned to step forward and be able to find their way to freedom. He works to alleviate suffering in all beings, whoever they think themselves to be. Dizang enables conscious souls, no matter how lost or abandoned they feel they are, to see a pathway towards higher vibrations, freedom and independence. I mean, he doesn't rescue them, though. This is one of his things. He says rescuing is disempowering. Instead, he prefers to share inspiration, knowledge and enlightenment with anyone he connects with so that if they need to, they can see how to rescue themselves. I love that. I think Dizang is remarkable in that he only sees the perfection of souls and their potential. He sees who those lost souls could be or become or transform or evolve into if they were simply given the opportunity that they needed. And he feels that he can offer up that opportunity. And the Dizang that I know wishes to remind all souls of their potential and of their value. His motto is, no one gets left behind. And he is true to his word. So this Stratum Bodhisattva, he's very benevolent. He's a benevolent friend, actually, to all persecuted souls, as far as I've seen. He's non-judgmental. He believes everybody deserves redemption. And he's usually depicted, if you see him in pictures, as a monk with a halo around his shaved head. And he carries a wooden staff in one hand, and that's to force open the gates of whatever hell may be for you. And he releases captive souls into the light. And he carries, in the other hand, a wish-fulfilling jewel. And it looks to me like it's a luminescent crystal ball of some form. I wonder if it's a light key. I have seen them looking like that in the past. Dizang works on the earth and also in the in-between spaces that feel disconnected and ungrounded. And whenever we feel lost within ourselves, we can find ourselves in those kinds of places. He's also the guardian of lost children, and I love him for that. So when you recite your divine light protection, include a call to guardian Sitatapatra or to guardian Dizang. Above all, as a guardian type myself, I hope that today's show empowers you to feel that you can really protect your energy field and truly remain safe. One last word before I go. When you say this particular protection intention, this divine light protection, it doesn't actually only have to be with you in mind. Perhaps you could say, instead of divine light above me, you could say to somebody, divine light above you. Or if it was for a group of people, you could say, divine light above us. So it would go, divine light above us, divine light below us, divine light before us, divine light behind us, and so forth. There's no need to keep the protection for yourself. I'd be delighted for you to share it with as many people as you think it would benefit. Asking for protection keeps you energetically shielded and it gives you a much greater sense of safety. So either go to my website at www.themasterenergist.com and you can cut and paste and print it out somehow from there, or write out the protection, just listen to the show and jot it down on a piece of paper. Say it a few times, amend it to suit you, to your own tastes and preferences, and certainly add in any kind of guardian to give you that little bit of extra oomph if that's what you feel you need. When you know it off by heart, you'll find yourself saying it quite spontaneously all the time, and that's going to benefit you. Use it as much as you like. It's my gift to you today. It's an all-encompassing energetic protection, and you can never use it too often. Safety, safety, safety.
When I counted up my demons, saw there was one for every day. But with the good ones on my shoulders, I drove the other ones away. So if you ever feel neglected, and if you think that all is lost, well, I'll be counting up my demons. Yeah, hoping everything's not lost. Drag you down. 'Cause if you ever feel neglected, if you think that all is lost, I'll be counting up my demons. Yeah, hoping everything's not lost. ever feel neglected, if you think that all is lost, I'll be counting up my demons, yeah, hoping everything's not lost, singing out,
that's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here for the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio this week. I present the Future Self Energetic Show every week on UK Health Radio, and I'll be delighted to spend more time with you again soon. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy fields, you can only up-level. Focus then on improving the quality of your energy field all the time, whenever you can, because it does have the potential to positively change everything. You can find out more about me, my Future Self Energetics Therapy, and my courses at my website, www.themasterenergist.com. And while you're there, check out the link to my private members area on Patreon. You've asked me to create a space where I can share exclusive content with my community, sharing energetics information, updates and insights, all within the private membership community. And this is information that I won't share anywhere else. And I'd love to invite you to join my community. The link is on www.themasterenergist.com. I look forward to seeing you there. And of course, connecting with you again for my next Future Self Energetic Show here on UK Health Radio as well. I'll really look forward to it. Always thinking about you. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.